Let's turn them all on.
Let's turn all of them. We got so many people here, man. There's so many mics.
Yeah, I'm just having so much fun. I decided not to leave. So
hold over, though. I don't like that term. You sound like Fred Preen refusing to leave the DNR board.
When the next person is nominated, I'll leave.
Exactly. Well, you got to
the next the nominee is coming at 5:30.
Well, that's going to be a long afternoon.
You don't have to stay that long. I've only got one diet new for you, Matt. The rest are mine. Matt Rothschild, our fine guest here in the world headquarters. Gentlemen, Tony Evers, the Democratic governor of the state of Wisconsin, well, he raised the pride flag above the Wisconsin state capitol, a four-year tradition. He's the first governor ever to do so here in the state of Wisconsin. And if he loses re-election, it'll probably never happen again, at least not for the next 4 years. First and foremost, Matt, it's a nice touch. I think if I was a gay person, it would certainly be nice to be recognized and acknowledged as a human being, you know, at minimum, by a rainbow flag over the Capitol.
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of Tony Evers at his best. You know, he stands up for the rights of LGBTQ people. He's very good on issues of equality and diversity. He stands up to the really ugly far right forces. You know, he's a good, you know, backstop or goaltender or whatever you want to say. And he had a good comment when he started the tradition, saying he wanted to send a clear and unequivocal message that Wisconsin's a welcoming and inclusive place. And I think for folks who are gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender, that to see that flag flying atop the Capitol was saying, yeah, Wisconsin's a place that I could see myself living in. And now if some of these Republicans come in and they say, as they apparently are, that they would never fly such a flag on the Capitol, I mean, what kind of a message are they sending to people in Wisconsin?
Well, Matt, right here in the state of Wisconsin, I think Tim Michaels ran for, I forget his prior U.S. Senate, I think he ran for before 2004 elective cycle. Well, that was before a constitutional amendment in 2006 in the state of Wisconsin that established one man, one woman, one marriage, missionary only. That's it, folks.
And I had gay friends who left the state after that thing passed. It was such a disgusting slap in the face.
Well, and at that time, Michaels thought there should be a constitutional ban on gay marriage. Now, Clayfish, in 2010, when she was running for lieutenant governor, she said some interesting and creative things about the same sex. Fancy Brian, I think we're going to need your help. Do we have some of the historical sound of Rebecca Clayfish on the topic of the homosexuals? Play it for the people.
At what point are we going to okay marrying inanimate objects? Can I marry this table or this, you know, clock? Can we marry dogs? This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. And she actually goes on to say, biblically, again, I'm going to go right back to my fundamental Christian beliefs. Marriage is between one man and one woman. Apparently, she later apologized for using a poor choice of words. And you don't get, to back off a poor choice of words, my ass. You were very specific. Perhaps you didn't mean to say, can I marry a table or a clock? Perhaps you meant to say you love carpet or maybe some other inanimate object or some other mammal that you would want to compare LGBTQ rights to marry. This is Republicans at their absolute worst and trying to back off. Well, it sounds really bad looking at it 10, 12 years later. But at the time, do you think for a moment she didn't believe it when she said it?
Yeah, I mean, how derogatory, how dismissive, how dehumanizing are you going to get than saying, you know, we're going to marry a table or you're going to marry a dog? I mean, that's just disgraceful.
Well, the Walker administration, Scott Walker, preacher's kid Walker, was clearly leading with his Christianity, or at least his claimed religiosity. And we see this so much from these Republicans. I mean, that's great that you've got quote-unquote family values. But why do you get to institute your family values upon my family and other families that aren't like yours, that don't believe in the same biblical whatever the hell it is that he's posted on Facebook every morning?
But America's moved on, and Wisconsinites have moved on this issue. I mean, the vast majority of Wisconsinites, the vast majority of people in this country are approving of gay marriage right now.
Well, even the Clayfish campaign says that you know, it's settled law. But that's what they were saying about Roe v. Wade. And so many of the very same that would object to the union of two people,
right,
you know, based on love and not their biblical principles. Well, they're the very same people that would want to overturn Roe v. Wade. And I would guess Rebecca Clayfish is one of them.
Based on love.
As is Michaels, as is Rantham.
What if it's based on sex or based on money? It's nobody's freaking business why someone wants to get married. Oh, you can only do it when we approve of it if you love each other. Give me a break. How many regular one-man, one-woman marriages end in divorce in the first place? It's so hypocritical. They shouldn't be judging anybody for doing anything that they want to do that does not impact their own lives. Give me a break.
So which one'd you marry for, Dom?
The sex. It's true.
It is true. I met Mrs. Shelby. Folks, you are listening.
Go ahead, man.
I was going to try to let you off the hook, man.
No, I'm sorry. Off
the hook? He's getting credit. What do you mean?
Kind of bragging you, now, isn't he? She married for the sex is what you meant to say. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's my sexy co-pilot, Dominic.
Yeah.
That's Batman, Matt Rothschild, sexy in his own regard.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, where to next?
Well, I just want to say, since it's LGBTQ month, what a great nonviolent revolution we've had in this country on gay rights over the last 40 years, 30 years, 20 years. I mean, I can remember back when Barney Frank, the gay representative from Massachusetts, great Democrat, thought it was we were going too fast on gay marriage. He thought it was going to hurt Democrats. He was in favor of it, but didn't want to pass the bill. And here we are. It's accepted now, except for those on the far right.
You know, it is interesting. We were on the air in 2014 at the Democratic Party convention, and our guest at the table at the moment was Mike Tate, the former Democratic Party chair. And Mike teared up. Mike had worked at Fair Wisconsin back in 06 and had fought against the constitutional amendment. And to see Barb Crabb, I believe, made the initial ruling that sort of opened the door. And there was a week and there were marriages just happening.
I mean, that
and
was
love was happening. It was
ecstatic. I mean,
it was great.
Gay couples, lesbian couples running down to, the city county building.
Because they
to get
didn't
married.
Know how long that window was open.
Yeah, it was
for.
Just a euphoric event. And I'm not even gay, but I felt the euphoria. And some of my friends were going down there getting married. And it was just great. And just to see people's human rights being acknowledged, that, they're
right.
Equal human beings as adults. They can marry who they want to in a democracy, in a free country that's supposed to, recognize and celebrate people's liberty rights. I mean, this is
liberty and equality
right.
Under law, those right. Kinds of things that so many conservatives claim they are all for it. And I actually see it come to fruition. You're right, man. It was a great thing. But I am concerned, as Rebecca Clayfish was basically quoted as saying, the rainbow flag is just a prop, it's used to divide people. And if she's elected, we're not going to use that rainbow flag over the Capitol. And I don't believe for a minute that if they're so belief, they have such a belief in their religion that if Roe v. Wade, that was, of course, supposed to be settled law, is now not settled law, that if for some way, shape, or form, they might change their mind on what we would all agree is settled law for gay marriage.
Well,
I don't
it's not
them
enumerated
for a minute.
In the Constitution. Use the logic of Alito.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's what we're facing. We're facing this counter-revolutionary kind of centrifugal force from Alito, from the reactionaries at the U.S. Supreme Court, and from the Trumpites.
You gentlemen see what Paul Ryan was doing today?
No.
Paul Ryan has
Who?
Endorsed his... Paul Ryan, the former speaker.
Oh, okay.
Sort of lost his courage somewhere along the line after he merged his agenda with Donald Trump. Well, apparently,
and
Paul Ryan...
And then quit. Let's make sure we say that.
And then quit. And then went to K Street and cashed some big checks.
And the board of Fox, too.
Well, now he apparently is he's on the campaign trail with Tom Rice down in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach. And he's endorsed this guy, but I'd like to read to you briefly from Paul Ryan's statement. There are a lot of people who want to vote like Tom, but who just didn't have the guts to do it. There are a lot of people who say they're going to vote their conscience. They're going to vote for the Constitution. They're going to vote for their convictions. But when it gets hard to do it, they don't do it. Ryan said that what Trump is offering is not what voters want. This is just such a crystal clear case where you have a hardworking, effective senior member of Congress who deserves re-election and gets the people. We're just trying to be celebrities who may be trying to help Trump with his vengeance. That's not who the voters want. Voters want people focused on their solutions, not on Trump's vengeance. And that, to me, is really a clear-cut case here. Well, I admire his words, but I think the Republican Party wants Trump's vengeance. What do you think, man? Final thoughts.
Yeah, well, and that's Paul Ryan again. You know, you quote him on that ad that you guys run all the time as saying, you know, Donald Trump lost the election, Joe Biden won the election, wasn't stolen, and he's still backing that up. So I give him a little credit for that.
Paul Ryan's final quote about the Congressman Rice, he's a nerd like me. No higher compliment ever given. Matt Rothschild, he's a superhero like us. He's Batman. He joined us here in the Devil Radio Studios. Man, thank you so much.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun, guys. Have fun the rest of the show.
Thanks, Matt.
Well,
good to see you, man.
Thanks. We're just doing it for the sex. So don't
try to change my mind. I tell you one more time. It's none of your business. It's just me and Fancy here right now.
I hated her so much. It flames on the side of my face. Breathing, breath, heaving breaths.
Can we marry dogs?